Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
PD Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man, because quality music and quality radio entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy, how hard she rides.
Yo, on PD Radio tonight, it's going down.
PD Radio.
Keep it locked. PD Radio.
From you, strawberry lettuce.
Hello, 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 XOXO. You're live with PD Radio, where we bring you real talk, throwback music, creative artist spotlights, and, of course, lots of laughs. I'm your poetic, creative, and drama-free host, Miss PD. Oh, I like that whistle right at my name. And joined, as always, by my co-host and eardrum therapist producer, Laugh. What's going on, Mr. Man?
What's going on? Hey, Miss Petey, how you feeling? Exactly.
Ain't
I'm feeling right
that.
Now. And, but we're going to keep the energy up tonight with the open mic forum. That's what I'm calling it.
That's right.
Call
That's
up.
Right.
Cash
we want you guys
Miss Petey.
To call up. Yep, you can do that. I can handle it. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. That's right. We kick off the show with two classic throwback selections. I almost blundered.
I'm not even going to mess with you today.
I caught myself. We kicked off with two classic songs. We started off with the Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter, followed up by the Detroit Spinners. It's a shame. I know you guys enjoyed that because I was over here getting it in. And now I'm getting it in onto this Rick House, though. You played that just for me, didn't you, Black? Uh-oh.
Of course. Paying homage, you know. Gotta make sure the host
is comfortable.
Are you listening?
You always do, Black. You always do. That's why I can't do the show without you. You make it tick. You make it top. But I have to let you guys know, a little behind-the-scenes humor. Every week, Black comes on into the studio with these in-studio names on the board, and it just cracks me up every time. I never know what his name is going to be in the studio from one week to the other. And when he first got in, his name on the board was Booty Inspector, I think it was. And then he switched it to Do I See Titties?
This PD line, come on, y'all. Y'all gonna believe, come on, you really gonna believe that?
You know what, I'm a screenshot. I'm trying to tell you, I'm a screenshot. I'm gonna show y'all exactly what he be doing. Every week he has like a crazy, crazy name. I'm like, what are you doing, Black? So he started out the Booty Inspector, then he switched to Do I See Titties, and now his name is You Already Know. Now this is his in-studio name. Y'all can't see this, but it's funny as hell to me. He does it every week and it cracks me up. So, Black,
y'all know better.
Shout out to him. Yeah. They know I don't lie. They know I don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
PD don't lie. Anywho. Anywho, last week on the show we had a very inspiring interview with author Leandria Rivers. She shared with us her book called The Most Loved. It's a book that talks about everyday issues we face, told from the point of view of its lead character, Summer. So go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, to find the link to her site and get your copy of that book right now. I think it's, you know, a must read. This PD has said it. So
that's right.
And right
very
now,
important.
Black, you know, yeah. You know what I want to do, Black?
What's that? Talk to
me. I want to give some PD Radio birthday wishes to a few people. When we first started doing the show, I used to do the celebrity birthday shout-outs, but, you know, it kind of faded away. I'll bring it in here and there, but it's not going to be celebrities tonight. I'm just shouting out people in my life that are close to me that I love, that are having birthdays. There's a lot of birthdays this week. So first up on the roster, I want to give it up to Miss Ashley Kirby Vixen Chamber. She had a birthday this week. Happy birthday to you, Ashley. My nephew, Justin Johnson. Happy birthday, Justin. My brother, my one and only, my heart, my love. My big brother, Norris M. Bell II, a.k.a. Power C. Happy birthday. Tomorrow's his birthday. I love him. Like, y'all don't even know. I love him. To pieces. He made me cry the day off at work. I don't think that wasn't nice. He made me cry. And I want to also give a birthday shout out to my beautiful sweet cousin Monique. And last but not least, to my New York mommy, Sharon Parker, aka Mama C. Happy birthday to you guys. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Stevie says it better than I do. Happy birthday, you guys. Lots of love, and may God bless you with many more healthy years to come. And just for you, we're going to bring back the beautiful Miss Jennifer Hudson to sing happy birthday to you guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing it.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
Let's give it up for Miss Jennifer Hudson.
I like that.
Gracing the PD Radio airwaves with that beautiful happy birthday to all the recipients tonight. Happy birthday, you guys. I love you all. So, Black, tonight we are an open show. You guys, I said it online, so call up 646-478-3599. We want to hear from you guys. We're an open show. Anything goes. We want to hear from you guys. Call up and kick it with us on air to talk about whatever it is that you like. But while we're waiting to hear from you, we're going to throw some topics out there. So just a couple things we could touch on, you know, to get the conversation started.
Exactly.
I need y'all to call up and talk to me. Yeah. I want to know, I actually saw this on TV and I thought it was very, very interesting. What are some of your get over or go-to moves to get whatever it is that you want?
Some people
plan guilt trips, or some people, you know, they just have that get over move that they know that they can do that's going to get them whatever it is that they want. So I want to know, that's one of the things we're going to throw out there, what are some of your get over or go-to moves to get whatever it is that you want? Another topic I want to throw out there is, how far is too far when it comes to relationships? How far are you willing to go to maintain a relationship? And another topic we're going to throw out, why do people waste their lives on people or situations that can't or won't ever be the way that they want it to be? Like, you're wasting your time hoping on someone to love you back, and they're really not showing you the interest in you that you're showing in them. Or a situation, you know, something it is that you want to do, but you may not have the skill to pull it off, but yet you just keep pushing it, and everybody like, it's not working.
It ain't going to work, huh?
Yeah, so, it's, you know, it could be people or situations. So, you know, we want to know about that. Why do you waste your lives on people or situations that can't or won't ever be the way that you want it to be? And this is interesting, brought to the table by author Valencia Poindexter, is the friend zone. That's something she wants to talk about. The friend zone, she says, who sets up the standards? And if you really want to be more than a friend, why do you accept it or settle? Interesting.
Mm.
I like that. That's something you guys need to chime in on. We have a lot of things you guys could chime in on. If you don't want to chime in on any of these things, you can bring your own topics to the table. Like I said, you know, we're open. Anything goes. Whatever you want to talk about, we are here. And the buzzword for the night is accountability. Why do people have a problem owning up to their foolishness?
I like that.
To the foolishness. You know, there's a lot of foolishness going on, but everybody want to be blind to their own. Nobody smells themselves. Everybody else smell you. But you don't smell yourself. So we will talk about those things on PD Radio tonight. You know, so call up, kick with us. You know, we easy going. We not hard on you, so we don't bite. Unless you like that kind of thing, we can, you know, do that. I mean, I'm just, never mind. Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
We have a caller already in the queue that wants to chime in. So let's bring that caller in and see what's going on.
Let's see what's up.
PD Radio.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm James in South Carolina, all day, every day.
All day, every day.
Hi, James.
That's
how
what
are
I'm
you?
Talking about.
Doing wonderful.
All right, all right. Good. What's going on?
I like the friend zone topic.
Okay.
Ah.
Let's talk about that. What about the friend zone?
Well, in my experience, I kind of stay in the friend zone because I always have hope that it could be more than friends in the future. I always hope that I could change their mind or, you know, maybe I can make it. Yeah, maybe I can show them another side so they wouldn't be more than friends. You know, that's my experience in the past.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah. How long do you do this, though? Like, how long have you waited to try to change this person's mind about you?
Well, I mean, I wait for as long as I get, for as long as I can, until I get tired of waiting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It might be a couple of months, might be a couple of years, you know?
Now, do you see
the
signs, or you just roll with it? Like, do you see signs
like,
of staying in the friend zone, or do you kind of like, well, I'm just going to ignore the signs and keep, you know, showing?
You know what? Unfortunately, I do kind of ignore the signs, and, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. I know that's crazy, but, hey, that's true.
It also goes along with the other topic that I put out there. Why do people waste their lives on people or situations that can and won't ever be the way they want? And it seems
people waste their time on situations and people that ain't right for them is because they might feel like they could make it right in some way. Is that the right way to be? No, but you know what I'm saying? That's reality.
No. I think we all go through it. At some point in your life.
You know what? At some point, yeah, I think we all do. You're right. But I also feel like at some point you got to kind of wake up. Because, see, I'm the opposite. Like, I can like you or love you all day long. But if you're not showing those true signs of us really having something or trying to get to that point, now I'm offended, and it's like I'm the type of person, like I'm not going to keep pursuing you when you keep giving me ass to kiss, basically. Or, basically, if you're in the friend zone and they're not throwing you a bone, they're just trying to keep you in that zone, they basically are giving you their ass to kiss.
All right, but hold on.
Now, before you go there, the listeners, are you putting yourself out there where you're saying that you want to be more than just a friend, or are you actually just sitting in the friend zone because you're scared to, you know, initiate being outside? Because some people don't want to ruin, if they are in a friend zone, if they are close to a person, they don't want to ruin that by trying to push it further. Even though they like the person like that, they would just stay in the friend zone just so they can stay close to them. Now,
sometimes people give you mixed signals, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So are you putting yourself out there, or are you getting the mixed signals? Is this talk to us? Let me know what's going on.
Right.
Word. Let us know, Miss PD.
No, Miss PD.
No, that's for you.
That's for you. Yes,
you
sir.
Let us know.
No, man. Listen, if I want you, I'm gonna let you know I want you.
Okay.
So, word. I don't. I'm
so have you done that? Have you said that? I want you, and has it been what you wanted it to be?
Yeah, and then, but see, sometimes y'all women give us mixed signals, you know? Like,
that is true,
like,
too.
Like y'all say, I want you to be friends, but however, if you see me talk to somebody else, you get mad and your chest start puffing up. Huh?
Let me tell you, I think it's like this, and this is in all seriousness, it's game. She can care less if you talk to somebody else. It's game. And I feel like you have to recognize that it's game. So if she see you talking to somebody else and she getting mad and now she giving you attitude, that's not because she really wants you or she really is game. She's just trying to keep you around for her own personal, you know, game. That's what it is.
But,
and she knows if you get invested in somebody else, you won't be there in that way for her. But it's not so much about you.
If I want you, I ain't going to see that you're playing games. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get it, but I guess for me, because sometimes I swear I'm an alien. I feel like I think differently than most people. It's like, at some point, where does your dignity step in? Like, if somebody is not giving you that attention that you know you deserve, and you know you have a lot to offer somebody, and they're not trying to give that back to you, now you're wasting your life away, pining away for somebody who's not giving you nothing in return but hopes. And it could be somebody over there in the wings waiting to give you everything you want, but you can't see that because you're pining away for this situation. That's not giving you no love. So at some point, when you turn that off?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in total agreement with you, but, you know, that's something that I'm working on within myself. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm a man. I can't admit that I'm working on some of my flaws. You feel me?
I respect that. Because there's a lot of people out there who want what they want. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's opposite sex, when you're attracted to somebody, people will tend to sit on that for a long. You know what I mean? You'll sit on for a long period of time if you think you can get with that person, or if those little lights of hope keep showing your head. So I totally get it. So
And I get it, too. I understand that. All I'm saying is don't limit yourself, though. So if you still want to hope that there's a chance for you on that person, so be it. But don't limit yourself. Don't put your life on hold. So if there's another young lady that you see or another young man that you see that you're interested, you know, may just want to kick time with, then do that. But don't just be sitting there pining for somebody who's not really, really coming at you the way you're coming from them. You see what I'm saying? So you can want them all day, but don't put your life on hold for that. Because next thing you know, you're going to be 30, 40, 50, 60 with no real relationship because you don't wait and waste your time on something that's not giving you anything back. That's just how I feel about it.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you for calling up and talking to us and, you know, being honest. I really appreciate that. So thank you, James.
Most definitely, darling.
Yes, sir. Call up anytime.
I've been calling up, you know what I'm saying? I like to hear the conversation and the artists that y'all spotlight, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
All right.
Well, we have another caller in the queue waiting to come in. You want to stay online with while they come in and chime in on the topics, or do you want to?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here for the next 2 hours. I'm here for the next 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Love.
Let's get it on. Here we go.
PD Radio.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's the one and only Valencia calling from Kentucky.
V Dilla, what's going on, V Dilla?
V Dilla.
Okay.
V Dilla. We had James on the line as well.
How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing?
That's what I'm talking about. My man got pip in his blood.
That was a very interesting response to that. I'm going to ignore Black. That was a very interesting response to the whole friend zone. Because here is my thing, to get further into that, most women are looking, well, you know, after they got married, they say they married their best friend and all this other stuff. I'm necessarily curious as to what men are looking for, because y'all say that you're in the friend zone and you necessarily get comfortable, and women do too, and they'll be there, but they don't want to put themselves out there to sit there and say, hey, I want more, or let's see what's more. And most people, you know, the cop-out is, I don't want to destroy a friendship. So necessarily when you put yourself out there, are you willing to, hey, okay, you don't look at me that way, we can still be friends, or, you know, exactly what are you exposing yourself to? You know, because if you, I'm like this, if you in a friend zone with me, honey, that's pretty much it. You want to step to me on that, step to me, but as long as you comfortable in the friend zone, that's where the hell you going to be.
Pretty much.
She's coming strong tonight. Come on.
No, is she telling the truth, though?
we're going to be honest, of course. Look. Everybody knows if you get in the friend zone, and listeners, if you get in the friend zone, right, you have options. You either confront the woman or the man and you try to take it to the next level, or you bite the bullet and stay in the friend zone. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't bitch about it if you stay in the friend zone.
No, you can't.
Exactly.
You can't. You really can't.
Exactly.
That is your option. That's your choice. So,
do you agree that sometimes people's feelings change and, you know, they want more than what they first wanted when they first get into this?
I have seen people who were friends and eventually have played the friend zone. They were just friends. A person never saw them like that. And then as they got older, they're, you know what I'm saying, things change, you know what I mean? Like, things that a woman may want and a man may, you know, things change, and they actually got together. But it depends on how long are you willing to wait to see if that's going to happen.
Basketball
don't happen for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So you have to use your better judgment.
I don't want to be somebody's last resort, point blank, period. I don't want it to be like, I'm 45 now, and, you know, I done my dirt, so now, you know, you here, I'm here, let's do this. Like, I feel like I'm a last resort. Like, you didn't,
sometimes
if you
last
didn't
drop
want
first.
Me.
Let me try to earth.
No, I just think too highly of myself for that. I just can't, you know, at some point you got to learn how to break that up. You really do. And you got to learn to look at the situation for what it is and not what you want it to be. There's a difference.
No, because like he pointed out, though, you know, you get the female or the man, because I've seen it happen, get mad, though, because your attention's elsewhere, so they don't get all that attention that they necessarily have. So that, therefore, that's
but
where
the
misfit comes
in. But it's not about you,
in.
Though. No, but it's not about you. It's, like I said, it's game. It's game. Because they want to keep you around for their own personal reasons. For whatever it is that you're doing for them to boost their ego, that's what they want to keep you around for. So seeing you with it, talking to another man or another woman, it's not so much about they're jealous or, you know, they want you. It's about game, and I don't understand why people don't pick up on that. It's game, because they know if you get in a relationship or you start to show some feelings to somebody else, whatever they're using you for, that's going
to
get cut off, and they know
that. Why would they have to say using, though?
When that's like Gary Vee.
Okay, but they don't want to be with. Okay, tell me this. They don't want to be with you, right? But
you don't know
think
that if,
you it,
don't put
if it's real.
Out there.
But I'm saying the people that do. You said you see some people get mad or they send mixed signals. Well, you're getting mad about what? I'm out there. I want to be more than a friend with you. You don't want that. But now I'm talking to somebody else, and you're getting mad. So then, be with me then. If it's really true, then they will be with you. That's what
some
I'm saying.
Like,
game. Like y'all don't see that? Yes, it is.
So,
like I said,
people
like want
to
see what they want
to
see.
I understand what you're talking about,
people
but there
see
are
what they
want to
see.
Darling, listen, like I said, if
stop
if,
seeing it
if
for
I'm,
what you want and seeing it for what it is. There's a difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't box it in, Miss PD. It don't work that way.
If I want to, I ain't going to see that. If I want
exactly.
to,
that proves my point right there. James just proved my point. He said if he don't want to see it, he said if he don't want to see it, he won't. That proves my point. So he's seeing it for what he wants it to be, and not what it. That proves my point.
You know what?
He just proved it.
I'm gonna leave that alone, Mama PD. Okay.
He just proved it.
Yeah, Miss PD,
James
PD,
said,
you can't.
Wait, no, wait. Listen, James said a couple times already since he's been on. If he don't want to see it, he won't see it. That proves my whole point.
But you can't make somebody see it.
Like I said,
you got to see it for what it is.
And things
and he's saying he don't want to. He want
to
stay stuck in his mind where, oh, there's a possibility.
You need to
he
go
said
move
that.
Out a little bit.
Let that man defend
that.
Himself, Ms. Petey.
Let him get one.
Go ahead, defend yourself, James.
Like I said, though, you know, hindsight is 20/20. You understand what I'm
saying? Right.
So, you know.
But see, you know why I respect James? Because he's coming with the truth. Because he's saying,
right.
James has said he stays around hoping it's going to be what he wants. And he said he's working on it. But that's honest, where some people can't even admit to that.
James, I
have respect to you for saying it where everybody else they don't want to admit it or act like it don't exist. James has said it. James has really proved my point. He has said it. It's in my mind, that's the way it is. If I don't want to see it for what the truth is, I'm not going to. But
dang.
He knows exactly what it is that he's doing. Where other people, they still got the blinds on. They can't see it.
Look, everybody has their own time. They have their own little clock that's attached to their heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone has that clock.
I don't know why people don't get
it, though. It might be 2 weeks for one person. It might be 2 months for another.
I get that.
It could be 2 years.
I get it.
But, you know,
you can't get to certain ages and still be doing the same stuff, though. That's my thing. There's certain things you can get away with when you're younger.
But it happens, Ms. P. I mean, you can't ignore that. It happens.
Like, all right, like my diamond author Untamed said online, she says, you better say that. She said, people got to learn when to let it go and move on. Thank you, Untamed.
Look,
that's all I'm saying.
Untamed, you know I love you, but
and she
everything
is smart,
it's a growing process. it's easy to say that. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to put that statement out there, but it just doesn't, in real life, it doesn't happen like that for everybody. So you have to accept the different scenarios. Come on.
No,
come on.
Untamed is, you get it, girl. She gets what I'm saying. She just said they don't want you and they don't want nobody else to have you because people are selfish and they have selfish needs and wants.
Exactly.
That's what I've been saying.
That's true too.
Untamed just, she just co-signed what I've been saying, that y'all, you guys are not seeming to get. It's not so much about they are in love with you. They just doing it for their own selfish reasons, not because they're in love with you.
They know what's going on, but they choose to be in that situation.
Well, then don't complain. And don't be complaining to everybody around
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Complaining.
See, they complain.
I didn't say he did. Nobody said he did.
He wasn't complaining.
Okay. Nobody said he was complaining. I said don't complain. I didn't say James was complaining. Oh, so none of y'all have some friends that be like, woe is me, this dude or this girl, whatever. And you don't be sitting there and be like, I don't want to hear this shit no more.
Exactly.
None of y'all had a friend.
Now, James, see, now this conversation is for the complainers. Exactly. This is for the complainers. Don't complain.
You know, they want to cry, woe is me on your shoulder because this is not going the way they want when you know the deal. So it's like, all right, so if that's the situation you want to be in, then don't come crying on my shoulder. I really don't care to hear because you're putting yourself in that situation. And that's what anything, that's why the key word of the night is accountability. We got to be accountable for our actions, people.
The key word of the night is cold as ice. Rick James.
I know I'm cold. I'm a Taurus and I'm very cold. Because to me, is, you know, if it don't make sense, goodbye for you. I don't care how much I like you. Goodbye.
Uh-oh.
I think better of myself than that. I can't do it.
Thank you for calling in, man. We done took Miss Petey to the next level. That's how you do it.
That's it. Right? You know, we got to turn it up, you know.
That's right.
Thank you, Jane. And Jane's got such a warm spirit. I love him. He's just like, just cool, calm with it. And y'all like, no. And everything I'm saying, he's agreeing with. Y'all like, no. I'm like,
well,
he's
James,
saying that.
He's keeping it real.
He's saying
like
it
I
himself.
Said, you know, he's accepted what's going on. He understands what he's doing.
Listen,
it's the
I'm
people that kill me
and
who
I'm a flawed,
who act like they don't understand what's going on.
You know, I don't know why.
Like, no.
Yeah, I'm a flawed human being, but I'm working on it, you know?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. But James can recognize. That's what I respect about James. Can recognize. He's saying,
you know,
it may not
guys,
be right,
man,
but I'm
we
working
get in the
on
friend zone quick because there's a lot of women that we just like, oh, man, you know, I need to be next to her. You know, come on now, V. You know, hey, fellas, man, call up. Be honest, man. You know there's some ladies that you want
to
be next to.
You got a lot of guys
to,
in the friend zone.
You know, the CD got me in the friend zone.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
A lot of guys in the friend zone. I play a lot. Not that you really just did that. I play a lot of guys in the friend zone, to be honest. And there's a reason why, because, I mean, necessarily, if you're not coming at me, even if I see that you have feelings for me, if you are not coming at me and directly telling me, hey, I'm feeling you, let's do this. No, I mean, I need somebody that's going to stand up for what they want. And
right,
it starts early. And I recognize
now, let me
that
ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you guys think that there is some type of responsibility on the other person's end to say, you know what, this is going on too far. I don't want to string this person along, and I should say something to them. Do you guys think that that person should do that, or you just think, well, whatever, I just keep it rolling?
In a perfect world, yes, but, you know, this world ain't perfect.
So. Exactly. Exactly. Now, some people do step up if they have a heart like that. They will, but
rarely.
Most people don't, so...
We have another caller that wants to chime in, so let's bring him in. We can keep it. If you guys want to stay on the line, great. If you know, if you got to go, we understand. But if not, hold on. We'll bring
in
another caller.
I'm here till 10 o'clock.
We got a guest co-host we ain't know about. I know that's
let's
right.
Do it.
PD Radio.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes, this is her. I'm gonna call her from here.
Sounds like trouble.
What's going on, her?
Yeah. Everything copacetic.
Y'all know nothing
here
about that.
Everything copacetic.
Good, good, good.
You know? But,
what's going on?
Miss Sexy Voice, chiming in
to the conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised none of y'all mentioned this. That the fact that everyone has their own definition of what friend is. Because I've heard people refer to somebody as their friend, or what kills me, oh, that's my sis, that's my brother, but you not effed them before. That is nasty. Don't call somebody your brother or your sister.
Okay, but in that same sense, let's say you have had sex with them before.
Ooh.
And let's say that instead of realizing and recognizing that it's nothing beyond that sexual one-time experience, y'all are still friends.
I'm not talking about, like, maybe one time, okay, it probably happened like that, but I'm saying, like, somebody called somebody, oh, we just friends, but then they want that benefit thing on the side. So, when the person thinking is more than what it is, but you not gave them mixed signals, so why you gonna get mad at them when they're thinking it's more because y'all having sex like every other night or on the weekends or whatever? And so when they start talking to somebody else, you get mad like you don't have that right. You know what I'm saying?
Lady,
why get mad when you're giving the person all these mixed signals?
Well, that's the friends with benefits, though. That ain't just that we call ourselves friends.
Okay. Now, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Now, what James came in with, that's the first level. That's the first level of the friend zone. Now, if you happen to graduate to the next level where you're actually getting closer to the person and actually having sex with them, now you got a totally different set of issues going on. So go ahead and break it down.
Yes, sometimes sex complicates things, unfortunately.
Now, James.
You don't have to.
Now, fellas, here's the question.
No, sex always complicates things.
It does not have to complicate a damn thing.
It doesn't have to, but it does.
People who have no kind of feelings when they're having sex. Like, some people can just have sex with no feelings. That's when it don't complicate things. But for people like, I'm a Capricorn. If I'm going to do it, it's going to be some feelings involved. I'm not just going to do it. It's for recreational reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever had sex with somebody and then looked at them and be like, you know what, I can keep doing this, but I'm going to keep on. Nobody says, okay, now that we've had sex, you stop looking for whatever you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, necessarily, do you come across and just ask, you know, okay, is this just sex? Do you come across and you ask, okay, are we together now? I mean, because they say what's understood doesn't have to be explained, but damn it, if you don't explain it, I'm not understanding shit.
That's where you might mess up, V.
Well,
you might mess up. Okay, look,
she's setting herself
you're right.
Up.
If you happen to confront the person, if you're in there like that, right, and you got those benefits. Now, if you start trying to explain stuff and ask questions, you might mess up everything. Just shut up and take it.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I can do that.
He says shut up and take it.
I'm telling you.
Because
once you start asking questions, the person, oh, man, here we go. They're starting to catch feelings. They want to ask all these questions now. I'm telling you, don't say nothing.
That seems like that's where it gets confused. That you saying don't say nothing, and most females just ride with it and
but
just
see,
like, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. See, too many times where women want you to say something, right? Talk is cheap. If he about you, you're gonna see it. You don't have to. He don't need to say it. So don't.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So you ask him, he's gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna keep doing this. Don't even, the talk is cheap. I wouldn't even, You want
to
say?
I mean, it's
up.
Okay to talk about it, I think, but that's point blank period. It comes down to that. If he's really into you, you don't have to question it. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to ask 50 million questions. You're going to
know.
Because
you
know one thing I've learned in my experience,
okay.
If a man wants you, you don't ever have to chase him. And that's something I've found in my experience. If you're constantly chasing or questioning or asking questions, then it's not right for you. For whatever reason, that time is not right.
V, are y'all going to public places together? Y'all going to the movies?
Why the hell has it got to be about me personally?
V, you brought up the question. So you got to be open to everything that we ask. Don't be getting snotty. That's not going to happen.
You brought it up.
Why I got to be about you? You brought up the question.
Ladies, Miss PD, school the lady.
Yeah, play it. She'll want to be called out there. I'm already hitting her.
If you gonna put me on blast, you recognize it for what it is. Damn it, 9 o'clock phone call, 10 o'clock phone call. Don't come around till 1. Damn it, it's what it is.
Exactly.
Don't expect me to cook your ass breakfast because you should be gone before the end.
So, a dude, you never see him. He never takes you out. You gonna ask him? Are we exclusive?
Are we coming out? How come you never take me out?
Exactly.
I don't want to do that.
He never claims you in public, like
none
of that.
Know the signs, ladies. Know the signs.
So don't be.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying. To
hold
each
up.
His own.
No,
I really don't give a damn.
Like that.
Nah, fellas.
I don't really
signs,
give a
fellas.
Damn. To each his own. That's all. That's my whole point in all of this. Is just to say, know the signs. Don't be played.
Yep.
Just, that's
if
all.
If she only
I'm
hits
saying.
You up to pay a bill, but y'all never kick it. Know the signs, baby.
Okay, so
it goes both ways.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
No, the sign.
What was it? It was a post somebody put up a while ago. I think it was on Facebook, and it said something about. I don't remember word for word. They was like, "Ladies, you always talking about him and my man and my boo or whatever." It was like, "Who is him? Who is him? You can't talk about him. You
question.
Can't say his name." Oh, but you. But and then it was like, you go to his page, you'll never see him saying my boo, my hurt. You'll never see none of that. But you see the women going my boo, my him. But who is him? And why ain't he saying your name? Well, why are you referring to you? That's what I'm saying.
Him.
Know the signs. That's all I'm saying.
Him
you
is
know.
The same.
I'm gonna let that go.
Her, you know. Him and her are the same people.
Yeah. Lady J, come on now.
Him goes with her.
Mm-mm.
You just got to know how to work that in.
All right, callers, while we have you on the line, let's move away from this now. Let's go on to something else. One of the other topics we brought up. Man, you know what? I get upset when I feel like somebody's being played or they let themselves get played. Like, because I'm so in your face with it. Like, I'm like, you don't see that? Like, that irks me. When I
me
see
too.
Something that right, it
yeah.
irks the hell out of me. I'm like, you don't see
me
you
too.
Being played? Like,
I'm telling
like
you,
why is it not clicking in your head?
The same. We're as hell, we're going to tell you. Why you being so stupid? Don't you see that?
Hold on, because lady, exactly. Say stupid again. Hold on, say stupid again.
Why
you
know
what?
Stupid?
What?
You stupid?
I know, right? You're stupid.
Stupid.
I was telling Black earlier today, I said, I hate when somebody forced me to say something that's so obvious. Don't freaking force me to say it. It's so obvious.
Because it's not going to be nice when it comes out.
It's thank you.
Not
see,
nice.
Lady J gets it. It's not
nice.
Going to be. Don't force me to say it.
Whatever.
I try to give you little clues to let you know, but you're not picking it up, and now I'm just irritated. It's like, you know, like a nail on a chalkboard. It's like, All right.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, also, we want to know, what are some of your get-over or go-to moves when you want to get something from your significant other? Like, do you have any guilt trips that you put on your mate to get something that you want, or do you have a get-over move? And I'm going to tell y'all right now, my get-over move is I bat my eyes at you. I'll bat my eyes
I
at
believe
you,
it.
And it's a wrap, and then it happens. And they know that I do it, and they still. No, they know that I do it, and it still happens. So it's not a secret. That's why I'm telling it. And it's still. So that's my get over. I bat the eyes and it's like, hi, and then it works. So.
How you deal with it?
I know we over talking, James. James, do you have a get over move? To get what you want?
I would just refer to the reverse psychology.
It works for you, huh?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time,
okay.
Real psychology.
So give us an example, brother.
Not an example.
All right.
What
is she listening? I know she might be listening. No, it don't matter. It's PD Radio. We don't hold back. Go ahead, James.
No, I'll give you an example. Like if I need you to do something for me and you be like, no, I can't do it right now, then I'll be like, all right, then you gonna get upset at me, then you gonna do it anyway.
Mm.
Reverse psychology. Reverse psychology. And it works every time. Please believe it.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
Hey, I feel you.
What about you, V.
RZ?
Dilla?
I should ask.
V. Dilla.
I really don't have no tricks, no, like, if you don't do it, I'm going to tell you point blank, period. I'm going to find somebody that will. So, necessarily, you take that for what it is. Like, if you don't do it, I'm going to find somebody that will. And normally, you know, they wind up doing it because they don't want me to find somebody else that will.
See, that's not a form of formal reverse psychology right there, right?
See, there you go.
Z is that's a player. It. I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't listen. Z got game. I done peeped it. I'm trying to tell y'all.
That's just what it is. Like, if you come at me on some A, and no lie, I'm going to put this out there. No lie, this dude actually asked me for money. It wasn't nothing but $10, but that ain't even the point. So I was like, you know what? Let me flat out tell you. Don't ever ask me for no damn money. So he's like, well, what about all the time? Well, what about them? You didn't have to do them. So that's what it boils down to.
Well, hold on.
He's a pimp, y'all. Pimp choose V.
So what did the dude do for you? What was that? Talk to me.
We ain't got to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay, because it's not the same playing field. Look, you have the opportunity
like to leave
not
out
to do
details.
Something. You have the opportunity not to do something, okay? I don't give a damn if it's pay my bill, pay my cell phone, whatever the case may be. I'm not going to come at no woe with me, all my cell phones going to get cut off, drop a little hints like that. Nah. Look, if you pay my cell phone bill, you call me, you text me, you use it.
Okay, wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I'm over here scratching my head.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? You got the opportunity not to do something.
V got game. Now y'all see. Y'all
it's
see now.
It's my game, though. It's my
yes,
game.
Yes, it is.
It's really
yes,
just
it is.
Out. Look, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. okay, I'm
what
done.
What was that?
She messed with brothers with low self-esteem. What the hell?
Or something. Somewhere along those lines.
Where is Miss Josephine when you need her? Oh, goodness. You need
this
to make some sense out of all this.
I mean, yeah, all right. Why got to be? I mean, okay, low self-esteem is the obvious reason why I'm not in a relationship, because I don't do low self-esteem.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. I know that's right. All right, Lady J, the mic is on you, honey. What's
that ain't
it
working.
To? It's on me.
It's on you.
Well, I don't have no little tricks or nothing like that. I play.
She just
popped
on.
Exactly.
Come on.
I
with
know
the
voice gets him every time. She be like, you already know what it is.
She just took the words out of my mouth. I just talk to him like, hey, babe, you know. I got a little situation going on or whatever, you know.
See?
If I wasn't getting needed, I wouldn't be asking you, you know. So,
she got us put money into her account as we speak.
Cerebral.
That's pretty much it, you know.
We all like, how much money can we send Lady J right now?
I mean, that's amazing. I got PayPal, you know. I'll tell you.
Oh, man. I can't. Y'all
think y'all know me.
Y'all
think y'all know me, but it's okay. It's okay. It works for me. Just lick my lips and like, hey, you know, things have been kind of crazy. You know, I need this thing by this time. What next time you need it done, Jay? Oh, you got me? Yeah, I got you. All right.
Now, that's game right there.
No, that's not game. That's Lady J 101. Just know how to talk to you, lady.
Oh.
That's it.
All right now. Get the
night.
Okay.
I know how to act.
All right. Well, we're going to throw the next question out there. How far is too far when it comes to relationships? How far do you go in relationships? You have some women and men do it too, like they want to check their man, secretly check their man's phone, or they want to know, you know, they're constantly checking up on every little thing he do online. And like, do you feel it's necessary?
It ain't worth it. That is small lad. It ain't worth it. That's just a waste of time.
Exactly.
If you don't have enough trust to where, you know, you feel like you gotta check their phone and all that stuff, like, it's just not worth it. I mean, you should be able to trust the person you're with to know that they're not doing no low down shit on the low, whether they got a password on their phone or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can lay your phone next to me and your shit'll go off. I'm not gonna answer it. Because, you know,
me
most
either.
Of the time when you go looking for something, you're going to find it. Even if it's not what it is, in your mind, you found something. So you might blow something so little out of proportion and it turns into something big.
Exactly.
And you're out of the
problem. Lady J gets it. I love it. Perfect. I feel the same way.
Yo,
see?
At the end of the day, if it goes against your core belief and your core morals or whatever, then that's too far.
Right. You know? There it is.
Yeah,
there
true.
I have no desire. Even if I feel like you're doing something, I have no desire to, like, go through your stuff and be checking your phone and because it's going to come out. And if you feel like you,
like you say,
if you feel like you have to go that route, then it's time for y'all to part ways. If you really feeling in your heart you got to check every little thing, it's time to part ways. Because obviously the trust is not there.
Right.
I need for somebody to call up who has no boundaries. I want a woman to call up right now and talk to us who has no boundaries.
I know a lot of them.
I don't know her business. Where
they
her
ain't going
to
call up, but I know a lot
we
of
need
them.
To talk.
They go through their man's phone. They get their kids going through their phone. I think that's terrible.
Look, I'm not even going to lie. When I was younger, yeah, I'd be like fucking private eye, inspect the gadget on the motherfucker, especially if I feel like something is wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I learned, you know what I'm saying, the older I got, I'm like, shit, what's done in the dark always going to come to the light, you know? Anytime somebody lying to me, I always feel it. I lie to you not. Every relationship I've been in, when shit is good, I don't feel anything. When something was wrong or they lying to me about something, I ask them questions to get to my answer. I don't ask them the exact question I want to know. I ask them a question that'll give me an answer to a question that I'm thinking. But they don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
All that extra is just time-consuming. So
it is.
What's
it
under
really
the dark
is.
Will always come to the light, one way or another.
There it is. And who has time for that? You know, it's one thing, like you said, if you're young and you go through that, it's, you know. But when I feel like when we get up in age and we don't learn from the past, you still doing the same stuff you was doing, you know, 18, 19, 20, like, really? You haven't learned, you haven't grown at all. You still doing them basic moves? Like, come on now.
Basic, I like that.
Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have told somebody I was talking to. They was offering one time, you can have my Facebook password to see whatever you want to do, blah, 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 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I wait weeks later and be like, okay, you can give me that password now. What?
Mm-hmm.
You want my password? I'm like, oh, it's a problem now? 2 weeks ago, you were telling me I could have it. What's the problem now? I just did that just to see if they were going to give it to me. I ain't really care. I just wanted to see. Because, you know, when somebody's so quick to offer you something, that makes me think they're hiding something. So they'll be like, quick to offer you something so you won't. You'll be like, oh, nah, they're telling the truth, but they won't give it to me if they wait. That's a reverse psychology right there for your ass. But I'm going to reverse
all
it.
All
right.
Day.
Y'all are killing me with that reverse
all
psychology.
Day.
I love it.
No, because
hey,
I don't know why people don't pick up on it.
It works every time. Whether you live.
All right. James just said it again. He said it works every time, but it's game. It's reverse psychology, but it's game to get what it is that you want.
At the end of the day, darling, everybody got some kind of game.
I know I do. I got lots of game.
Whether you rather to admit it or not, everybody got game.
That's right.
Everybody got
I'm raising my hand.
Got
I got game. I know how to use you for what I want to use you for. I got gay.
That's probably the realest statement tonight. Because it's true, everybody. I'm trying to tell you.
People gonna
even
say,
Jesus.
But that's why I could recognize certain things, because, you know, like you said, we all have game to a point, and that's why I'm able to recognize things. I'm like, yeah, I see that for what it is. I don't care how you looking at it in your mind. I see it for what it is.
Because
I know it's game.
Everybody's game is different.
Yeah, everybody's game is different. But when you've been around and you've seen so many things and so many situations, you know what's what, point blank. And can't nobody take that from me. I know what's what. I don't care if you don't see it. I see it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to tell you something. There are some people out here that's been around the world 4 or 5 times and still get lost.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's because their mind not right. That it don't matter that they've been around the world. If your mind ain't right, you're not going to grasp it anyway.
Exactly.
So that has nothing to do with it either. Just because you're older don't mean you know everything either. So it's not even about that, but your mind
has to
be right. And if it's not, it's all for naught.
Well,
that's what it is. Because some people are younger and they have more common sense than older people about certain situations. They might not know as much as that older person, but they have more common sense than that older person. Because you're older, but you still don't grasp it. You still don't get it. You still stuck back there. So, Lady J, you've been put on blast. LDC. LDC says, Lady J say she got PayPal?
Real serious.
Yes, she did, LaVey. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She said she got PayPal.
Well, I'm just learning all types of things tonight, Lord.
I know you're not trying to act innocent, though.
I'm just sitting back in the cut taking notes. That's it. I mean.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to switch up the vibe a little bit. We're going to get away from the relationship stuff real quick. What I want to talk about right now is another pet peeve of mine. Oh, my God. Like, I'm cringing as I'm about to say this. I hate people on the highway driving like accidents can't happen. Driving 101 from Miss PD is about to go down right now.
Uh-oh.
When you're on the highway, serious about that shit. She's so serious about
it. All right, I need to break it down because I feel like people don't.
I feel like people don't get it. Like she's going to jump out.
What? And I'm not a scary driver. Oh, I'm Speedy Gonzalez. Oh, I get it in when I'm driving. Trust. But when I know, like, my father.
You're incriminating yourself.
Rest in peace, my father. My father taught me so much. And one of the main things he taught me with driving is he said, baby, you got to drive not only for yourself, but the people around you.
But for everybody
else.
And it
makes sense.
Yep.
But people don't get it. If you're on a highway, say you're doing 75 miles an hour. Speed limit is 65. You're doing 70, at least 75, right? You're on the ass of a car in front of you. No, you're supposed to keep how many cars apart on the highway?
Two, three.
Okay. It's not even a half a car in between you. You're on that person's ass. Now, mind you, you're going 75 miles an hour. Remember, people, if that car in front of you stops for any reason, no matter what it's for, number one is automatically your fault. Number two, somebody going to be dead because you so close you have no reaction time to stop. Anything can happen to that person in that car. They could be trying to look down at their cell phone, lose control, whatever. They could have a blowout, anything. But you driving on their ass. What the hell is that, people? I need y'all to call up and tell me why you do that. If you do it, I need you to call up. I need you to tell me why. Because that irks the hell out of me. Or you driving on somebody's ass thinking it's going to make them go faster. No, you just go around. Don't drive on their ass. Because you know what's going to happen? That person's going to get pissed. They're going to slam on their brakes so you can hit them.
Exactly.
It's automatically
you
your fault.
I'm going slower. That's point blank, period.
It's
I'm going slower.
That's what I'm saying. Me too.
So, what about the people that pull out in front of you and go slow as hell? What the fuck was that person that pulling out?
Man.
If your ass wasn't going to go faster than me.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, really,
man.
My dude? Like,
Lady
you just pull out in front of me and go 3 miles per hour? I'm going to be on my horn. I'm going to be on my horn. Like, get the fuck out the way. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've done that.
Lady
I've
Jay.
Done that.
I've had so
I'm
much road rage lately, it's not even funny. I've been on my horn like crazy. Well, you got the person, you know, the left side is the fast lane. How are you in a fast lane doing 50 miles an hour, 55? What the hell? Do you know the purpose of this lane?
They don't
if
know
you're
going
to go 55 miles
lane.
An hour, you have
they
to be
know.
In the right lane, honey. Like, no, you don't, drivers, man, y'all don't even know. And I got to take, you know, I move farther away from my job, so I'm on that highway, and I'm like, oh,
right.
This is some bullshit. If
don't
I can record all the
lane.
Stuff I see.
Yeah,
are
don't
you
let
serious?
It be a passing lane of the person that just got in front of me and was slow. I'm going to pass their ass, get in front of them, and do the same shit they did to me. Go fucking slow. How you like that shit? You like that shit?
That's how you do
go
it.
Me,
I like the box.
You like that shit? How you like
I'm
that?
I'm going to put on brakes.
That's what I do. Somebody on my butt, and they try to go around me, I speed up, box them in so they can't get around.
Right.
Yep. That's how you piss them off.
Yes. No, and don't let it be nighttime and somebody ride behind me with their brights on. Oh, hell.
I
I'm
going to
let you pass me. Then I'm going to get behind me and turn my eyes on your ass. How you like that? Don't do that to me. I'm telling you, I'll be doing tips to tell
like,
on don't play.
Like,
I'm telling you,
how you like that? You like that? How you like that? How you like that?
For real.
Wow. Yeah, that's a
pet peeve. I'm just saying, you need to see how you doing other people. Somebody give you a taste of your own fucking medicine, you ain't going to like that shit too tough. So
mm-hmm.
I just do what they do to me. And
there
every time I just mind my damn business and go where I need to go. But you fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you. Don't let it be a passing line because I'm going to do the shit to you. I'm telling you.
Mm.
Tell me.
How you like that?
I damn.
How you like that? Yeah.
How you like them out?
That's not cool. People, if you're, not, if you're on a highway and you're driving 75 miles per hour, keep at least 2 car lengths between you, okay? Because
yeah.
we don't need no accidents. You
yeah.
know what I mean? You're not going to get there. No more faster if you
right.
keep those 2 car lengths behind you. You're still going to get to work at 8 o'clock. It might be 8:01, but you're still getting to work at 8 o'clock. You're not going to get there sooner. You know what I mean? Like, get it together, people. Get your driving skills together. I'm not a scary driver, but if I'm in a car with you and you're doing that, oh, hell, I'm holding on for dear life.
Oh.
Hey, V. How you doing, V?
Putting you out there.
Hey.
I ain't even know why he asked. I said, hey, V. What the heck? That's
hey.
My girl. She's just showing her some love.
I felt like she just put me out there, and that's fine.
I'm sure you know. I said, hey, V. Hey, Lady J. See, I'm just showing love.
Hell no.
Now I got to fix that real quick. She said, hell no. I could do whatever it is I want. And I did it.
All right.
So, ladies.
Cool, because next time your ass drive, we'll see how that works out.
Whatever.
That's right. Let's
I'm
get
not
personal.
A driver.
Hey, okay, since we're blasting people, let me go ahead and put this out there. Okay. I'm driving, right? If somebody is supposed to be doing the directions, right? Okay. Have you ever been in a car with somebody that's supposed to be telling y'all where to go?
And they wait for the last minute.
So damn distracted. They are so damn distracted by everything else going on. It don't matter if it's a car that they came by. They got so distracted that you wonder why all of a sudden they yelling that the damn GPS is recalculating. It's just like, hold on. And just
yeah.
recalculating, that means we missed something, right?
I'm car.
Just saying.
I feel that shit would get on my nerves. I'll make their ass get in the back. Just sit in the fucking back. I'm gonna turn on the damn GPS. I don't need you no more. I don't even want to look at you right now. You're pissing me off. You made me miss like 13 times. We were supposed to be in Tennessee and we end up in Philly. What the hell going on?
Oh, man, I can't with y'all. I can't. We need to bring in another caller. Somebody wants to chime in. They're ready to talk now. Like, let's bring in the next call because y'all tripping.
Let's see what we got going on.
Sorry.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from? Maybe not. Next.
Can you hear your girl?
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Can you hear me?
We hear you. We hear you. What's your name?
Check.
Oh, okay. This is Devon Charlotte. I want to give a shout out to PD Radio.
Wow. Uh-oh. Well, hello, honey. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
I sat up there and listened to the whole topic since you guys been on the radio.
Oh, sticky.
You guys got a good radio. I like the way you guys are vibing, keeping it real, and just being you guys who you are. And I'm glad to just sit down and just listen. I said, let me call in.
Wow.
Because I'll never get a chance to listen a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
so
appreciate
that
so much.
To the topic.
You want
to
chime in? Okay. What's
just
going
one
on?
Thing, I'm not gonna take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But from my perspective and my experience, and to each his own, when I say this, it could be an opinion, it could be a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys were talking about relationships, and I really heard both sides, everybody's sides, me on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal experience with relationships is how I cut out the game and all the drama. Whenever a man or I meet someone, I always tell them what I'm looking for before I go be a friend or a lover. You know how you sit down and you befriend someone and you get to talking to them and they want to say, hey, I want to get to know you. I want to take you out, meet you, and see what you're all about. When you get to put
mm-hmm.
your cards out on the table, when you put your cards out on the table right then and there and tell them what you're looking for in life, that right there should be able to know whether that relationship is going to work out or not, and who's wasting your time or not.
Exactly.
Mm,
don't you see
the fear
in the eyes when you lay it on them? Isn't that the funniest shit in the world, though? When you start talking
mm-hmm.
about what you want, you see their mm-hmm. eyes start watering. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So then that way, you know, I've always had it where a guy will come back and say, well, you know what, Divine, that's not what I'm looking for. Can we be friends? Or, you know, I might say, well, that's not what I'm looking for. Can we be friends? Or if it's like, okay, you know, let's just try to see where it goes. It's not something different. Ain't nobody getting played. Because like old girls say, you're getting played. You're playing games, friend zone, this and that. I don't like it when a man throw out a friend card with me. After we done discussed it 6 months ago and put our cards out on the table, then you want to throw out a friend card. That's messing with my emotions.
Mm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Don't mess
right.
with my emotions and don't play no game. So I feel like if you want to be in a relationship and you put your cards out 6 months ago at the table, you have every right to ask a relationship if you're having sex with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You have that right to ask a question.
Hey, ma'am,
everybody have a right
yeah.
to ask a question. But I'm just saying you can knit that all in the bud at the beginning.
Can I ask you a question, Ms.
And that's
Devon?
True.
Sure.
So how about if you put everything on the table and the guy says that he's with it and he's looking for the same thing, how can you personally recognize if he just tells you what you want to hear or if he's sincere? How can you personally recognize?
You
got
to ask God to give you discernment because most guys I can look at right now can tell, like, you're lying. You know,
I feel the same way, you know.
You've been through a lot of experience, and you know some guys that are lying, you can just tell by their whole demeanor. Now, some guys are kind of sneak about it, but you know what?
That's
the
what I mean. I'm talking about the
demons will come out.
Yeah, the real polished cats.
Yeah.
Know what they doing.
Yeah, the demons
yeah,
will come out.
Yeah, but they polished, but you can still tell, I think.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can
but
tell.
You
can always
tell. You can't always tell.
No, you can't, but later on, trust me, you will by their ways, their actions, the things
mm-hmm.
they do.
There it is.
Even in a woman, it goes both ways.
Right.
Exactly.
How about if by the time you can tell your feelings are already in it deeply, then, you know?
Well, let me tell you something. A guy did me like that recently. That's why I'm calling you. This is deep. A guy did me like that recently. He put his cards out on the table and said he was decisive. He knew he wanted me. I knew I wanted him. Let's date. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. And we did 6 months later. And all of a sudden, you know, he just wanted to call everything off. And he knew that I loved him very, very much. And one thing about it, he said, I want to see where this goes. So where else is it going to go? Down the altar?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I said that, like he said, don't ask questions. But he said something to make me open that discussion. I want to see where this goes. And I'm like, well, where else don't go? Because I'm not going to live with you, fornicate with you for the rest of my life. That's my belief.
Right.
You know what? I sat down an altar. He was ready to break up with me just like that in 6 months. And not only that, he asked me for his heart. He said, could I have your heart? And I said yes. And you know how we have to protect our heart? I gave him my heart, and he gave me his. So that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with somebody's heart. Oh, you see what I'm saying? And then when he turned around and said that and said, I will never get married, he started changing the game. He started changing up. Now, some people have a right to change their mind. And he asked me to stay in town, not to leave, and I got a child. So he didn't take that all in consideration.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. You can't never always have too much game. You got to be careful. I'm watching The Diary of a Black Woman right now. You know, I was watching Wake the Exhale the other day. Now, all this stuff is movies, but that stuff really do happen. So I'm
saying,
really play with people's emotions. You know, you got to grow up sometime, no matter how old you are. You got to be able to put your cards out on the table at the first time y'all date. And you'll be able to know, hey, let's date, let's take this to another level, or I'm just looking for friends with benefits.
And if you're friends with benefits, learn how to keep it there, and don't try to make more into it.
I challenge the men out there who are listening to the show to call up.
I have guys that came to me and straight up say, I'm just looking for a man, a woman with benefits, or I'm just looking for a woman that's a swinger that want to do a threesome. If I'm not doing a threesome, then we can't hang. I mean, I have real guys that came and tell me that, but you know what? I respect them for putting their cards out because that gave me a choice to say yes or no.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, if that's what the relationship is, you know, then let it be that. But don't try to read more into it than what it is. It's already been made clear that this is what it is. Fine. Or if you're the type of person that you're waiting on somebody to come around to a, you know, to a point where you want them to come. If they don't come, like, you know, Don't wait on nobody. To your family and friends that, oh, he's not, you know, trying to claim me or she's not giving me everything I'm looking for right now because you're putting yourself there. So if that's what you want to do, do it. But don't involve other people.
I was looking at his perspective, too, because sometimes men don't like to talk. They like to show actions. They're assigned when guys do things. And some guys really, really, really do love you, but they hate you to ask questions. Those are the kind of guys that really, really give me mixed signals, that really get the fun of my skin. So at the same time, he's kind of right about that. And at the same time, a woman still likes to say, do you love me? Do you want to be with me? That's just typical in our nature for women to do that. And a man needs to understand that. A real man needs to understand that.
Well, and just like we as women, we have to understand where they're coming from as well. We have to understand where the men come from as well. It goes both ways. If you know he's not a big talker, not big on expressing his feelings, you have to respect that. I mean, he can still communicate with you, but you have to understand his way of communicating. Don't just say, because it's not the way I want him to open up, then he's not. No, he may have a way. So we have to respect that the same way he needs to respect us. And, Black,
so
how did Z get kicked out of the conversation?
What was that?
How did V get kicked out of the conversation into the whole section? I don't know how that happened. You put her on hold?
Nah.
Bring it back
in. No. But that's all I wanted to say, Divine. I hear you guys talking. I heard y'all from the jump, and I even heard y'all when y'all start talking about the road rage. But, you know, I just say with the road rage, you just pray enough God to help you with that, because
exactly. There
are a lot of crazy people out there that drive crazy like nothing else, nothing can happen, you know.
That's
you just
true.
Gotta
that's
eat
true.
Prayer
that's true.
And have God cover you in his blood and just be prayerful minded on that and try not to stoop to their level. Because I've seen people who have to get out
just
and
keep
shoot
two cars
from behind.
Apart,
yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Keep two car lists apart. And that'll settle all of that.
That's all I wanted to say on the relationship thing. Just based on my experience.
Oh, yeah.
Just my experience. You know, I'm not saying y'all have to agree with me and that. I'm just saying based on my experience, what I went through.
Well, hey,
you know.
Well, I thank you for sharing. I agree with you,
yeah.
Jess. So thank you for sharing all that with us. Yeah. Do you
want
to stay on the line or you got
to
go?
On here.
Okay.
I'm glad to be on here with you. It's nice to meet you, James. All you guys made some
nice
great
to meet
points.
You too. Yeah.
And I'll talk to you guys later. I'll be tweeting y'all out later.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
God
Divine.
Bless you.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you.
I'm putting challenges out
there. All right, Black, we have
there.
Another caller. That wants to chime in, so let's get that caller in.
See
what they have to say. But hold on 1 second, V. Let's bring this caller in, Black, because they've been waiting.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, 601. You're on the line.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Okay.
Area code 601, we tried to bring you in.
No, I really wanted to say, you know, I was agreeing with what she was saying. Don't ask me about my phone, what happened. But I really agree with what she's saying, though. People do have a right to change their mind, but when you put your cards out there, and I've done that before, I've been that person who says, hey, this is what I want, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a dude to sit there and say, well, that's kind of not what I want. Cool. Just know that it's not going to be nothing. But I also had him come back, you know, a couple of weeks later, like, you know, well, I thought this is what you wanted, and I thought about it, and I even prayed about it, and that's what I want, too. Hell no. 4 days later, you really going to come at me like that?
Right.
Like, nah. No.
Why did you say no? Because when I touched on that earlier, y'all made it seem like I was crazy. Like, when I said
I
don't
want to
be someone's afterthought, but you just confirmed what I said. He came back later, and you like, nah. But
you
that's pretty much what I said, and y'all came in my net.
Hey, look, you can't ask that type of stuff on the first date. You have to have at least, you know what I'm saying? You got to see where it's going before you even throw your cards out like that. I mean,
but
you ask somebody on the first date.
Don't ask me what I want, and I don't believe in putting myself out there because I'm very cautious about people conforming to what they want to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, so this is what she want to hear. I could respect you saying, no, that's not what I want, but I could not respect 4 days later sitting there saying, well, why didn't you call me? Motherfucker, why would I work on or waste my time on something that from the beginning and from the jump you weren't with? I'm definitely one of them people of say what you mean and mean what you say. Otherwise, shut the hell up and roll with the punches.
But I said that.
It had been different if he had came at me and sat there and said, well, I don't know. You know,
I wonder why
V,
he was scared. I'm just, hey, look, brother, I'm going to take the heat for you.
He thought I was going to change my damn mind.
He was scared.
We need some more
point
men
blank.
To call up and get their point of views. We got James on the line and we have Black. But we need some more men to call up and get their point of view on this subject. We need to hear from
the
fellas.
The man out there. I do have a question for the man. Do you necessarily want to hear what the female is looking for, or do you want to just tell everybody to just roll with the punches? Because, or do you find yourself, oh, since that's what she wants, I'm going to kind of conform to that so I can see where that goes. But that's not what you wanted from the beginning, so necessarily what do? You risk her sitting there saying, okay, cool, I'm going to move on, or do you hold on to her?
We got a half an hour left for the show, so call up and talk to us, 646-478-3599. I said Dan.
Who was that? Nine who?
Nine.
Nine.
not that. All right.
I know.
You don't know nothing about that.
Nobody do that nanada like you.
You don't know nothing about that nanada. That's our new number, you guys. Don't nobody say nanana like Miss Kitty say nanana.
478-3599. Fellas, you have to call up and defend some type of honor if you even have any. You gotta call up, man, and kind of dive in this because women have a valid point.
Speak your mind. So, Jay, you're still in the line, so can you answer V's question? And then, Black, we're going to hear from you. We want James to chime in first, and you, Black.
Well, me personally, I want to hear what the woman got to say. You know,
I
want to
hear what you. Okay.
I mean, you want to hear what the woman got to say.
I
want to
know what you're looking for, what you want, what you need, you know?
Okay, but is that necessarily what you're willing to give her because she said it or that was already in you, though?
I mean, if I
like, are you changing who you are to give her what she wants? Are you changing yourself because you know that's what she wants? Are you conforming to what she wants?
No, if I'm not able to give you what you want, then
let them get you.
Then I'm gonna tell you. But I do want to know what you want. Now, and I'm gonna be honest with you and tell you if I can accommodate you or not. You know?
Okay.
Because I ain't got time to buy or sell no dreams. So you know.
I know that's right. Tell it, James. Right, Black.
Oh,
yeah,
he's absolutely correct about that, too. It's not even about being a player. It's about, like James said, it's about being realistic. If a woman comes and she comes out and she puts her cards down, James knows, I know what my hand looks like. I know what it looks like. I know if I got a full house or if I ain't got shit. So when she puts her cards down and she tells me what she wants, either my hand matches up with hers and we can do this, or you know what, she's out of my league. I can't handle that. A lot of people are not honest. That's the problem.
Wait. Ain't nobody out of your league now. Hold on.
No. You got to listen to what I'm saying. I'm not talking about, when I say out of your league, I'm not talking about on a mental level. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, if you have a woman who needs extra care and who wants to, you know, material things and stuff like that, your wallet may not be that thick, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you going to put yourself in a poorhouse just to support her, you know, her material dreams? No, you're not going to do that. She's not in your league. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm going to tell her this from the jump. Yo, this is what I got. This is what I got to offer you.
Right.
This is what I have to offer you now. Either you roll over or I'm going to roll on. That's what
now,
it is.
Here's the other thing. The ladies are going to agree with me on this. Is sometimes it's not about just what you have on the table. A woman wants to know, do you have ambitions to grow what you have? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They want to know, are you going to be able to provide for them later on in life as well? Are you going to continue to grow your enterprise? Because if you're not, and this is the best you're coming with, she's going to go, you know, she's going to step off. So you got to keep, you know, you got to keep growing. Unless you're already Jay-Z.
A relationship should be about everybody helping each other grow.
Hold up.
Come on, V. Yes, it should be about helping a relationship grow, but should nobody, and yes, while I'm all for having ride or die, you know what I'm saying? I'm not so much with the dying part, but we can ride out together, and I'm going to push you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to push you, but if I realize that the only way that you're going to get where you need to be is because I'm saying something, it ain't going to work out. Because where is your self-motivation? Where is that at? Because I think a lot of females get caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he ain't got no job and he ain't got no car, but he going places. Okay, cool, I get that. But if he ain't got shit to bring to the table to help you two, then no, it ain't working. Yes, it's about building a relationship.
It's all about what you're able to.
But it's
to,
not about him having a lot of money. It's just about
it's
you
not.
Have to be able to offer something. It's not about you got to have, you know, unlimited pockets. But we have to be able to support each other. It can't be one-sided. That's what I
mentally
that's what
and physically on the physical side.
Yeah.
That's exactly like on the mental side. I can't just be, oh baby, it's gonna be all right. Well, I'm pulling out my own damn hair because I'm worried about all these other problems.
Right.
But
right,
I gotta motivate you to get other places. And I think the same thing for men too. Like, don't be with a female
mm-hmm.
that the only reason why she's getting places in life is because you're telling her to go there or quote unquote motivating her.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've put that out there before. Like, I've been through that where I've tried to motivate a woman. I've even tried to, you know, I will buy you a car if you get your license or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
still never stepped up to the plate and did it. You
wow.
can't do it. You know what I'm saying? If you,
mm-hmm.
don't waste your time. I'm telling you men right off the top, I'm telling you women off the top, if like V said, if you have to push somebody to the brink to try to make them do something,
mm-hmm.
you're just hurting yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you just...
Right.
It's not worth it at
that
point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to move on. You know?
So,
yeah.
Like, you mean to tell
yeah.
me you tell somebody if they do get their license, you'll get them a car, and they ain't gonna do that shit?
I'm trying to tell you.
Is that all you focused
That's
on?
Terrible.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell you.
How terrible is that?
That was
so, but it happens.
Let a man
that's,
say he gonna buy me a car. All I gotta do is
hey.
Get my license, man. What?
You
gotta
get a
BMW.
Gonna
buy me a car?
It happens.
And pay for my insurance for a year. What? Man, please. Come on now.
Hold up, I didn't have to say that. I just heard the car part.
Hey, it happens. The same way, you know, on the other side. You know, these are, you know, there's people out there like that who, you know what I'm saying, you have to really come at their neck to do certain things, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. So,
right.
You know, hey.
You just, I feel like, bottom line, you have to have some kind of ambition to do something to
exactly.
want just a little bit more. You don't have to try to, you know, come out here and try to be a millionaire, but you have to have some ambition to want to just do a little bit
right.
more.
Right, whether it's creative,
you know?
Or whatever, you know. You just,
exactly.
You got to keep growing as a person, basically.
I don't ask for a lot when it comes to a man. I really don't ask for a lot. You know what I mean? I want you to love me, respect me. I want you to have some ambition. You know what I mean? You don't have to be Bill Gates, but you have to have ambition. And it's like, I'll leave you alone. Do your thing. I'll leave you alone. I don't ask for a lot. But if you can give me that, we good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, in the same sense, though, understand when to tell, and this is on the relationship side, friendship side, whatever side it is that you're on, no one to tell somebody that they need to leave something alone. I just want to put that out there. Not everything
well,
works
let me,
for everybody.
Well, let me tell you this,
know,
B, because
that.
I've been told that before. I have been told that before by a girlfriend because she used to always tell me her problems, whatever, and not once did I tell her to leave him. Not once. And she later told me, which kind of blew me away. She later came mm-hmm. and told me, she said, you know what? All the things I told you he did, she was like, not once did you tell me to leave him. And I, you know what I told her? I said, it's not my place to. I don't have to agree with what you guys are going through, but it's not my place to tell you to leave him. If that's what you want to do, then that's what you... But I don't have to agree with what you're doing. I don't have to agree, but I'm not going
to
tell you.
Need somebody to listen to.
But I'm not...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, sometimes people just need somebody to listen to them and not necessarily give them advice.
I mean,
you know what,
true,
but there's
but
a limit to that, too, now. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
There's a limit to
don't
that.
Don't keep complaining to me about the same old shit. You're not talking
that's,
about before. You
thank you. That's my thing.
Old
don't keep complaining.
Yeah.
If you keep going through the same situation with somebody, do not
y'all.
Keep calling me. Do not
yeah, that's like a real
keep telling
me
the same problems
it,
over
nah.
and over that you're having with it. I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm sympathetic
the call,
first couple times. After that,
that
I don't want to hear
it.
Thank you. Exactly. All right, now what are you doing to fix it? I don't want to hear he did this or she did. I don't want to hear it no more.
Right.
Obviously, you're going along with it, so why are you complaining to me?
Exactly.
Why are you draining my ears
over
with
over.
The same... The thing you're allowing it to go on, but you want to like bleed my ears with that. I don't want to hear it no more. Really,
a person will only do to you what you allow them to do to you. People need to realize
exactly.
that. If you keep allowing
exactly.
somebody to do the same old bullshit to you over and over, they're gonna be like, oh, she ain't
mm-hmm.
going nowhere. Let me keep doing this shit. They're gonna
you
hear
know, somebody tell me that. I've had a guy trying to tell me the only reason why I do that is because you allow me to do it. And you know what?
Mm.
That was the best wake up call in my life.
Mm.
See. Mhm. Yep.
You know.
And the fact that you even said Z.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm not saying that necessarily I'm saying that you need to tell somebody that a relationship is not working for them, but if you are in a relationship and as my friend, if you see me striving for a goal necessarily and you know that that's not necessarily my calling, you ain't got to flat out tell me, hey, no, don't do that. That's not for you because, hey, you never know what I'm capable of doing. But I am saying that you should have a helping hand and sit there and say, maybe you, how you're going about this is not the best thing.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And, Black,
too.
Remember I told you before, I said I don't really shut down anybody's dreams. I told you that before. I said if somebody's doing something that I see, like, just because it, you know, it don't work for me don't mean it won't work for the rest of the world. So who am I? So I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, that's not going to work. You know, I'll encourage you to keep going. If we're close, I will come at you from a point of, well, like V said, well, maybe it's the way you're going, or maybe, you know, if you try it this way. But if I don't really know you, I'm not close to you, I'm not shutting you down. I'm not going to do it. Just because it don't work for me. I mean, who am I to say, no, don't do that? Who am I to say that?
I might. Let me tell you now. I might do that. I might not know you personally, but I might wind up doing it. I might sit there and tell you, if you keep doing the same thing and none of your shit is working, No.
Are you going to say it like that, V, or are you going to say, like you said before, well, maybe it's the way you're going about it. You don't know this person. You're just going to be.
All right.
You what?
Okay. Nope. I ain't going there. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
Go ahead, because I'm going to say something.
Go. Say it. Speak your mind.
But here's my thing. Don't sit back and watch somebody self-destruct. Especially if they're doing the same thing over and over again, and
you
don't want to see it.
All right.
I'm sorry, it sounds like a little contradiction going on.
Huh?
How you feel with the contradiction?
What happened? V got cut off at the end.
At one point, you're saying like, don't tell somebody something that's not right for them. But now you're saying you should tell them.
No, what I'm
saying is, break it down.
Let me break it down in this sense. If everything that they're doing, if they didn't redirect their path and it's still not working for them, then yes, maybe you need to let them know. Maybe this is not for you. Maybe you need to do something else. Don't let somebody spend their entire life, and if they get 40 and 50, because I know even in your 20s, and this is coming from my own perspective, in your 20s, you feel like you got all the time in the world.
Right.
You really do.
True.
I do wish that I'm 28 years old. Put that out there for the listeners. I'm 28. There are things that I had wished I had done earlier in life that I could have been so much further already. But because nobody was willing to sit there and tell me, hey, you've done it this way, maybe you need to really regain your focus. And, yeah, Ms. Petey, there's a good way and a bad way to come at somebody because I've had it on both terms. But sometimes you need that flat-out look. You need that hardcore look. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't know who the hell you got around you sitting there saying this is working for you, but it's not.
I feel that way, too, but I feel like when I say it, it sounds like I'm being cold. Because I've said this how many times, whatever. But that's besides the point. But what I'm saying is when I come from that perspective, like, okay, you've done X, Y, and Z, you know, you done cried in my ear about it. I don't want to hear it no more. Now this is what it is. And I feel, I honestly feel that way. After a couple of times, you got to be point blank in a person's face like, this is not working. Point blank period. Because if we keep continuing to say, yeah, I hear you, it's okay. You're co-signing, you're feeding everything that they're doing. So they're not going to get it. Because if they feel like I could go through this or if I could do this, you know what I mean, and nobody's putting it in my face, that's just the green light to continue. And like you said, V, you go from 20 to 30 to 40, still not getting it.
That's still not getting it because
nobody is stepping up to the plate and putting your shit in your face. And at some point in our lives, we all have to have our shit put in our face, and we got to smell it. You know how you train a dog? You put their nose in their shit. They got to smell it. We got to smell our own shit.
We got to smell it.
To wake the hell up and realize, wait a minute. And it's true, but everybody is scared to do it. I'm not scared to do it. I just feel like it's...
I'm not scared, but
I think about other people that are around me that it might affect, so I'll keep my mouth shut. If it's one-on-one with me and somebody, I will tell you, though. Straight up, I will tell you.
Yeah. One thing about me, the reason why people like talking to me, because they know I'm going to tell them straight up. I'm not finna sugarcoat shit, not the first time, not the second, never. I'm not finna sugarcoat shit for you. I'm going to tell you what the fuck you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? You come in
and
we
need
it. Like, you know... This nigga keep doing this, and why the fuck you letting him? You know what I'm saying? He only doing that shit because he know your ass ain't going nowhere. Show that nigga you serious. Leave his ass for a minute. Let him miss what the fuck he had. Then maybe he'll open up his eyes and start to do right. But until you put your foot down and let him know that you serious about this shit, he going to keep dogging you. And you ain't going to get
it. It's not going to change. Yeah, it's not going to change. And in the meantime, you bleed in my ear with the same shit over and over.
And
the same situation over and over. You're bleeding in my ear. Like, I don't want to hear it no more.
And I say it.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to hear that shit. That's exactly what I tell them. I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay, can I ask Black and James a question real quick?
Go ahead, Z.
Can I ask Black and James a question real quick? Now, if your ladies come to you and they sit there and they ask you your opinion on something, and you know good and damn well it's not going to work for them, are you going to put it out there and tell them, baby, that that's probably not the right way? Or are you going to sit there and say, well, I support you, even though in your mind you know that not, might not necessarily be the right thing to do?
I'm going to let James go first.
Good question.
Black need to think on that.
Nope, I don't have to, actually.
I might assist them on getting to where they want to go in somewhere.
But
if you feel in your heart it's not, then I got to, you know what I'm saying? If that's my old lady, I got to keep it 100. But if I can, I'm going to assist them and get into where they want to go.
Well, would you assist with limitations, though? Would you do that? Like, if you really felt like this is something that they want to try... But you're not really
everything
feeling it, would you? Okay.
Everything has limits. You know, but.
So you. Okay.
Not for me. The only thing that's I'm limited to is the sky.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Black. Thank you, James. Black.
Hey, look. I am a 100% supporter of, you know. Of a lady, I am going to support you anyway. Whatever talent I have that's going to help you, I will give it to you. Right now, with that being said,
he would give it to you.
With that being said, you know, sometimes I feel like you have to let a person try on their own and fail. You just have to, because you don't want that person.
What if she comes at you about that?
That's what I'm saying. I would be like, look, you know what? I understand what you're trying to do. What I would try to do is make the path. I would think it through with her and make sure that the path is as clear as possible for her. And if she still fails, then she has to fail on her own because that's something she wanted to try. I don't want this person resent me because I shot down something that she really wanted to do. You don't want to do that.
Okay,
you know,
but
this can
work either way, because I could come at you and be like, you knew that wasn't going to work for my ass. Why in the hell didn't you just tell me?
No.
It's a catch 22. And if you do, and if you don't.
Exactly. That's the problem with it. That's the problem, because most of the time, the person's not going to listen to you. They were like, okay, you're just saying that because whatever. They're still going to do it anyway. So I think sometimes you got to let the person fail the first time, and then they kind of get it. But
you
know, I'm definitely going to be honest. I'm like, well, I don't think that's your strong suit, but if you are going to try it, this is probably the best way for you to try.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
That's good. Okay. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
So, Black, you were put on blast on Twitter from Untamed. She said, why didn't you answer the question first?
Right. You know why? Because James hasn't had a chance to talk. not the way he wanted to, so. You know.
Right, so he a gentleman, I'm saying. He is being
exactly, you know what I mean? He's the co, you know, co-guest, so I got to let the man speak.
Co-guest. Co-guest,
I'll be
right
next week, too, by the way.
Co-guest.
What's wrong with co-guest? I can't have a co-guest. We got three. How many guests we got?
Co-guest.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
As PD said, Waddle Whittle last time. I don't know.
I can get a respective answer, though, because I like how he did that. I like how he did that. He's not going to shut you down, but
thank
he's going to try to direct you correctly. But there's always a catch-22 with women. There's always one. Because,
I am
the person that's going to look at you and be like, why the fuck didn't you tell me that I was going to... Don't come at me after the fact and be like, well, I knew that wasn't going to work. Don't do that.
What
don't
was
that? I'm you my friend. I think that was late.
That was a bullfrog. I don't know. That's why you can't do it from jump either, though, Lee. You know what I'm saying? It's like Miss Petey said, you damn if you do, damn if you don't.
You're right.
You know?
Okay.
As long as you're not messing up the rent, we good.
Then we got a wrong you ain't playing with my rent or the mortgage,
you
know, good. I give a damn what you
oh,
do.
My God.
Hey,
I'm crying.
Go over there and take over the world.
Y'all stupid.
Miss CD, you all right?
As long as I can watch CSI, you know.
You
all right with me.
My shoulder don't get cut
off. I can't.
I'm crying so hard I can't even see right now. Oh, my God.
Nah.
I am done.
That did not sound official.
I think I'm a little
bit. Hey, V, you know what, though? In the same breath of that question, I think that when you do give somebody advice, let's say if it's your significant other, they should respect your answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they see you going down the wrong path and you're obviously making mistakes and then you try to help them and then they don't take your advice, now I have a problem with that. It's like, come on.
Well, I value
you just
it,
doing it
just
to spite me. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. I value it. I really do. I want some. If we are close, if we have a close relationship, and you can be honest with me and tell me, because we all may think our shit don't stink. We think everything we do is grand and it's lovely,
right,
and whatever, whatever.
I don't.
It may not be. A lot of people think that way, V. They think, come on, V, you and I have talked about this. We have talked about how people put stuff out and they think their shit don't stink. we could think that, you guys know I do a lot of things. I do make a lot of different things. To me, it could be nice. To other people, it may not be. So I'm relying on those who are close to me to tell me, you know what? I see what you're trying to do, but that's just not working. It's not working. It's not coming across the way you want it to come across. I respect it because if I can't rely on you to tell me the truth, what's that?
You can respect somebody's honesty no matter how they come at you, or you can respect somebody's honesty, you know, necessarily.
Don't come at me jacked up.
Okay.
Yeah, don't come at me like blatant in my face jacked up, but I expect you to be honest.
Oh my God.
There's no limits to it. I'm just saying, don't come left with it like you're trying to be nasty. Then I got a problem.
Right.
But if you can come to me with, you know, respectfully and say, you know, sis, whatever, I see where you're trying to go, but I don't know if it's coming across the way you really want it to come across. You know what I mean? Or you could say, you know, I've heard from people who've seen this and they're really not quite feeling what it is. So maybe you can approach it another way. I respect.
There's a lot of rappers like that.
There's a lot of poets like that.
That's true, too.
Poets,
rappers.
It's a lot of everybody like that.
I'm mute.
We're coming down.
We got 10 more minutes left of the show.
We're coming down to the end. So how important is it to my guests, how important is it to know your role? And what I mean by that is, how important is it for you to know what your strengths are and to not, you know, try to play fall guy and do something courageous knowing it's not It's not in your cards, you know. What do you guys think about that?
James, you want to answer that first?
Well, it's important, but you know, sometimes we jump out the window anyway.
That's true.
We do too much sometimes. And hey, I'm guilty of that too. How about that? I'm guilty of that too.
Just honestly, I think everybody's guilty about, you know, everybody's guilty about that. You try to stretch yourself a little bit too far.
Word.
You know, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, see, the women don't agree.
Why? It's all about the
guilt. I've done it before. But I'm one of the people that recognize. So it is very important to me, anyway, to know your position and what works for you, and to also put yourself out there. If you don't recognize what works for you, it is up to you to put yourself out there and be open to opinions of saying, hey, this might not, this ain't the stretch. Now, most people call it hating. I don't. I think it's very important, though. I think it's very important to know.
Were you talking about, like, as an artist, right? Like, as an artist or something like that? Or exactly. I mean, you have to put yourself out there. You need to know what lane you got to know where your position is.
Hey, it don't even have to be, you know, rapping or poetry or anything in that nature. Even writing a book. Like, I'm writing a novel. I know that's not one of my strengths.
Right.
But am I willing to do it? Yes. Am I willing to put myself out there? Yes. But I'm putting myself out there to see if that works for me. I'm not going into it knowing this is what works for me.
Right. I think, like you said, some people have that false where, like, you know what, I can do anything. Well, actually, no, you can't do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You fall back a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, V, James said I need to shut you down talking about poets. She said, cut your mic off. You're about to get out of pocket. Whatever do you mean, Untamed?
Well, not that she can just call up, but okay. All right. Ain't nobody else going to say it. I'll say it. Look, it ain't for everybody. I don't give a damn who you are, how you do it, how you roll with it. Just because it sounds good in your head don't mean it's going to sound good on paper. Okay? And that goes for me, too. Some things that I think sound good in my head don't necessarily sound good to others or on paper. So normally it stays in my head. Okay. Lady J, I'm done with you.
I know, right?
Let Lady J answer that question.
Shooting
it over to Lady J now.
Well, very important to me to know my role. But I'm my biggest critic. If it's some shit I write and it don't sound right to me, I'm like, oh, hell no. Ain't nobody finna hear this shit. Or I'll call somebody that, you know, I know it's keep it real with me, like V. If I write something and it's not sounding right to me, I'm like, V, listen to this and tell me if the same part is sounding fucked up to me, sounding fucked up to you. She'd be like, yeah, that sounds fucked up. Maybe you should change this. Okay, cool. So then when I fix it, it's all good. Then everybody else gets it. See, I like V because she keep it real like me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Flav, I'm with
like
you on that. I'm with you on that because that's what I do with Just Infamous. Like, if I made, like, a track or something like that, I'll let him hear it first. And if he don't like it, I'm like, okay, let me go back to the drawing board and scratch it. And then, you know, whatever. But you need somebody like that. You can't have somebody always telling you, oh, your shit is great, your stuff is good, and it's not, you know, it's not the case.
And there do be people like that on, like, oh, my God, Jay, I like him. Yes, okay. So this shit sound real fucked to me, but you saying it sound good. You're lying. And I'm going to say
it. So... CD,
so
what's the final word of tonight? Quality control. Everybody needs a quality control expert in their life to make sure, which is true.
We need some no
I have several.
I'm tired of having all
and
these
I cherish
in
it.
Yeah. You need those triggers in your life.
You really do. You need the people in your life that's going to keep it real and not be trying to kiss your ass or just trying to let you go with the flow of what they think you want to do. You need those people that are going to keep it real. And also is important, we have to remember, we have to check ourselves. We have to know how to check ourselves. And I'm a big advocate of that because I check myself a lot. I don't think everything I do is great. You know what I mean? I really don't. I mean, I laugh, I have fun, I like to have a good time. But when it comes down to seriousness, I check myself about a lot of things. That ain't working. You shouldn't have done that. You should have came at this at a different way. I can, you know, I can do that with myself. But when I see other people can't do it, it's so far past me, like I don't get it. And I think that's where my frustration comes in, because it's common sense to me, and I'm like, why don't you get it?
Well, also,
I know people learn in their own ways. I know, but it's like, why don't you get it? It's common sense. Why do it have to be broken down for you? Why somebody got to put it in your face? But, you know, we all need it. We all need it. If I make a pillow and it's jacked up and I put it online, y'all better tell me. Don't be up there, oh, Miss Petey, that's cute. You got to be like, that design, be hitting the like button for no reason. I'm like, okay, I see you.
But there's a lot of people out there that do. Hey, look, be honest with y'all again real quick. Everybody who clicks like on your shit does not like your shit. I'm just going to put it to you like that.
That's so, why a lot of people like their own shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, why do you like your own post? Like, I don't get that. That I don't get. Like, you put something up, you hit the like. Well, you wrote it. We know you like it. No. But let me break it down, because I had to break this down real quick. We got 3 minutes left in the show. Black didn't understand, and I'm going to break it down real quick. When you're on Facebook, if somebody posts something, right, and you hit the like button, maybe you're seeing it from your phone, right? You hit the like button because you want to acknowledge that you've seen it, correct? Shut up.
Acknowledge.
I know that tongue gets stuck up in there.
My tongue gets stuck. I hate you. Anyway, you want to acknowledge that you've seen it, so you hit the like button. So Black could be like, somebody could put up, my uncle died. And somebody hit the like button. I'm like, Black, you got to understand. I'm like, they may have done it from their phone.
Wrong with that. Nah, I'm sorry.
Well, if you're doing it from your phone, right, you can hit the like button. But if you comment, then that means every time somebody else comments, your phone starts blowing up. Every time
that's
somebody else
that's the responsibility
leaves a
that you have. When someone passes,
no,
you do not hit
no,
like. I'm sorry.
No,
you have
no,
to take the
you may not have
the
words to
comment.
Say, but you're acknowledging that you've seen it. Everything don't have to be about words, but just acknowledging. That's all I'm saying. Now,
like,
if you're doing it from your computer, you can leave a comment.
Likes.
Shut up. If you're doing it from your computer and you leave a comment from your computer, you can hit the unfollow button.
Come on, it don't even sound right.
No, but that's because y'all not listening. Y'all so busy talking over me because y'all don't want to hear the truth. But it's all good because I have an outlet. I can speak my mind.
My bad.
Anyway,
ladies
and gentlemen,
broke a leg. I put a like on that.
Oh, this nigga, you like that I broke my leg? Oh, hell no. Let me inbox this nigga. So what you saying?
Let me inbox
him.
All right, Miss Petey, go ahead and end it out, baby girl.
We had a great time, you guys. We busted up. We didn't even get to the music tonight. We talked for 2 full hours. I want to thank you guys so much, James, Lady J, Valencia, you know, all you guys, Divine Charlene for calling up, everybody.
That's right.
Thank you. We had a great time tonight, and we got to do it again soon. I like these kind of shows where we kind of just bust it up. And we did it effortlessly for 2 hours. So thank you guys for having a great night with us on PD Radio.
You got 30 seconds, Ms. PD, to finish your statement.
Nobody got time for that.
No, because y'all too busy laughing.
Aww,
I will make my public service announcement on Facebook. How about that?
I get you, Miss Petey. Don't worry.
We're just kissing up
now.
Oh,
I know Lady J.
She lying.
Lady J,
she
my
lying.
Heart. Forget the rest of y'all. Forget
she
the rest
lying.
Of y'all,
she
Lady J. And you too, James. You too, James. James, you are too. Yep. Y'all hate
you.
It's all good.
Me?
But y'all forget in my show.